In this bulletin, police expect to charge the man accused of yesterday's Sydney stabbing attack. Hong Kong protesters cause disruptions at the city's international airport for a second day. And in cricket, Australia prepares to play England in the second Ashes test. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Police are expected to charge the man accused of killing a woman with a knife in Sydney's CBD. The 21-year-old man is accused of killing a 21-year-old sex worker at a Clarence Street apartment and of stabbing another woman, who's now in a stable condition in hospital, hours later. The man's attack ended when members of the public tackled him, wrestling him to the ground and holding him until police arrived. Authorities say the man was a lone actor and has no known links to terror organisations. New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller praised members of the public who detained him.
The response by members of the community, the heroic nature of their actions that saved countless lives, the response from police and other emergency services was first rate. But unfortunately, we have lost the life of a decent person and we have another 41-year-old woman stabbed.
The suspect reportedly has a history of mental health issues and is being held in hospital under armed guard. Flight check-ins were suspended at Hong Kong International Airport for a second consecutive day following anti-government protests. The airport has been the site of daily protests since Friday. Videos on social media showed passengers struggling to get through the demonstrators who were sitting inside and blocking departures. Police are said to have used pepper spray to push protesters back. Hong Kong International Airport is one of the busiest in the world, with many Australians caught up in the flight disruptions. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, says the city has become unsafe as a result of the ongoing clashes. Pro-democracy activists have been calling on Ms. Lam to resign and for the extradition bill she introduced to be permanently withdrawn. The bill, if passed, would have made it easier for Hong Kong citizens to be sent to China to face trial. While the bill has been shelved, the demonstrations continue. Ms. Lam is again calling on Hong Kong citizens to restore peace.
Hong Kong society has become unsafe and unstable. Violence, no matter who commits it or who lets it happen, is pushing Hong Kong onto a road of no return. This will make Hong Kong society extremely anxious and make a dangerous situation.
Opera singer Placido Domingo has been accused of sexually harassing multiple women over a number of decades. Eight singers and a dancer have told Associated Press the Spanish-born tenor harassed them, while six other women say he made sexual overtures towards them. Retired opera singer Patricia Wolfe, who sang with Domingo at the Washington Opera, is the only accuser who's agreed to be named. Domingo denies the allegations. The Los Angeles Opera, which Domingo directs, has pledged to investigate. The United States is delaying imposing tariffs on some imports from China until mid-December. The products include mobile phones, laptops, video game consoles, some toys, computer monitors, and certain footwear and clothing. Other items facing a 10% tariff will go ahead as planned on the 1st of September. US President Donald Trump says the delay is due to health, safety, national security, and other factors. The news sparked a 5% jump in Apple shares. In cricket, the second Ashes test will begin in England today, with Australia hoping to replicate their opening test victory. Australia's Josh Hazlewood and Mitchell Starc have been named in the 12-man squad. Fast bowler James Paterson has been left out because of the slope of the Lord's pitch. Showers are also forecast. England will be hoping to win the second test. No side has come back from 2-0 down to win the Ashes since 1936-37. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for today. Perth, showers and a possible storm, 16. Adelaide, sunny and 17. Mostly cloudy in Melbourne, 14 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 15. Canberra, some morning frost, mostly sunny, 13. Wollongong, sunny and 18. Sydney, much the same, 20. Newcastle, also sunny and 20. Brisbane partly cloudy, 23. Cairns sunny and 26. And Darwin similar conditions and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett and this is SBS News.